Welcome to our pre-show here for the 13th. Turn that shit up, man. Test 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Well, that's zero. You got it at zero, bitch. Okay, so just talking to myself. Welcome to our pre-show. We have, I got an audition to do after, I can't tell you exactly, but I have this voice audition to do after we get done here, which we do. In the voiceover world, many of us, all of us, now we do our auditions from home. This was the result of COVID. And, you know, I don't mind doing that. I think in a lot of ways it's obviously easier. But I do miss going into the office. I miss talking to other professionals. I miss hanging with other voice artists and other actors, you know. And I miss talking to the casting people and talk. You know, I miss being out there in the world of the voiceover world. And so that much, you know, yes, it is easy to go in your own home studio and cut this shit. And you're talking to people down a phone line, and you're talking to people on Zoom, and you're, you know, this is how it is. And I will tell you that while it's easier, and perhaps it makes things less expensive for the producers, this is where we get to the point of what's going on. Ever since COVID, and you need to understand this because I'm in business, and anybody that's in business understands exactly what the fuck it is I'm talking about, that since COVID, people that are the producers, the companies, the people that are generating the inventory, they generate the product and services that you buy, they're doing it for as cheap as possible and charging as much as possible. Now, there are some people out there who, they don't understand business, they don't understand society, they don't understand how the nature of the human race and how societies work. They automatically say, oh, fuck, that's fantastic. Well, think about it. Is that the right of the company? He can charge as much money as he fucking wants and pay as little as he wants because that's business. And if there's somebody who can find a better place to work, they go across the street, they work at that place. True, that's true, but it also sets up a highly negative relationship with labor, which it already has. It creates the environment for inflation, which it has. A lot of these stupid motherfuckers think that inflation somehow is caused by the government. Inflation, folks, is when the company says we can charge this fucking much money and you motherfuckers will pay for it. Now, people will tell you, well, they have to charge a lot of money because it costs them a lot to produce. Bullshit. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Since COVID especially, it doesn't cost them a lot to produce. Take a look at the services that you get now as opposed to before COVID, when people actually gave a fuck, excuse my French, gave a fuck about how you perceive their service. Now, they don't give a shit. They put you on hold. They put you between 3, 4, 5, 6 different operators. Most of it, you know, takes for fucking ever to get hooked up to somebody, right? You're bagging your own motherfucking groceries. Give me a break. Why? Because there's only one person checking out groceries in the actual checkout lines. This is all money saving. Have the prices gotten lower? Fuck no. Have these motherfuckers talked you into thinking that somehow the president or the Congress or people like that cause it? Fuck yes. Why? Because you've been trained to think that way. But I'm here to tell you, and I'm sorry, you guys, I don't get usually political here on this pre-show, but it's affecting us here, and it's affecting all of us in every which way. And I'm telling you, I'm not stupid. Why not have them audition at home? Why not have them audition on a Zoom? Why not have them self-tape at home? I like to self-tape as an actor. Yeah, it's great. I can take 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 takes and do the very best take I can get. I can't tell you that it's gotten me hired any quicker, but then again, you know, maybe I'm not that great of an actor, and I understand that. But the point being, all of this is a way of saving money, saving time and effort for the producers of the product. And when it comes time for me to audition, all I have to do is send in a tape, and they listen to it, and they go, well, we'll hire, we won't hire. Now, this is just how it's done. And this is not anything that necessarily helps the talent. It doesn't make the product that you're about to buy based upon the commercial pitch I'm going to do, it doesn't make it any cheaper. They're not going to fucking make it cheaper. You're going to pay for it. You're going to pay as much as you have to pay for it. Why? Because they fucking told you to. CVS Pharmacy. Did you go there? They made $8 billion fucking dollars profit last year. $8 billion. You ever gone into a CVS Pharmacy? stocked. The shelves aren't stocked. They got maybe one person on the register with like 15 people fucking waiting in fucking line. Half the shit isn't on the shelves. You know, they take and I'm not blaming the workers. Don't get this wrong, because people like to blame the workers. They say, why don't you people get off your ass and go to the register? They're just doing what they're told. The company's telling them to do what the store's telling them to do. The pharmacy, they close up for a half hour for lunch, which I think is fantastic. I think they should have a lunch break. But while they're on lunch, they could have another staff of people on taking orders and, you know, being there for people. They don't have to just shut the whole motherfucker down. But why do they shut the whole motherfucker down? Because they don't have to put on anybody. Because they can save that money. Because you'll suck on it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just kind of pissed off tonight. I'm just, I'm venting. But don't ever, ever, ever think that these companies are going broke. They're motherfucking make it. The grocery business has made record-breaking money. The oil companies making record-breaking money. Don't believe me? Look it the fuck up. It ain't getting any cheaper for you. They'll charge you as much as they want to charge you until you say, fuck you, I'm not going to pay for it anymore. And sometimes, and here's what the companies don't understand, and as a student of history, I do. This can sometimes create a spasm in society, a literal violent spasm of reaction. Now, I have no comment on the death of that healthcare company CEO. I have no comment. I think the man who did it should be arrested and should be tried for murder. But this is what's happening now. This is what this has created. This is what this unbridled fucking greed is beginning to create. Just something to think about. All right. I don't want to piss anybody off. And I got into it. I never know what I'm going to talk about on these pre-shows. You know, yesterday's pre-show was what, like 3 minutes long? Okay. I will make a special note. Don't listen to the pre-show if you don't want to get pissed off. How about that? Okay. I love you. See you on the other side.